Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Harrell was a producer and an executive who in the late 80s founded Uptown Records, the label that was instrumental in bringing R&B and hip-hop together and developing the sound of New Jack Swing. Harrell is also credited with giving Sean Combs his big break, and he helped build the careers of artists like Mary J. Blige and Jodeci, whose first album was released on Uptown Records and includes this gem. In the 1990s, Harrell became the CEO of Motown Records. He passed away last Thursday, reportedly of heart failure at just 59. Joining me now to talk about his legacy is Emil Wabelkin. Emil is a founder of Native Son, former editor-in-chief of Vibe, and a friend of Andre Harrell's. He wrote on Instagram recently, quote, "Andre was a genuine soul who was also fabulous and funny. Whenever we met, it was an outfit check, industry news slash gossip update, and brainstorm of a plethora of new ideas and innovation. Andre always wanted to push boundaries of culture and creativity." Emil, welcome to All of It.
Thank you, Allison. Thank you.
How did, may I call him Andre? I hope that's okay.
Yes, of course.
How did Andre talk about his mission and his philosophy as a record producer?
Well, the thing about Andre, which was so special, was that he was so passionate about the music, the lifestyle, and the culture that it all encompassed his life. So he was never not talking about music and moving things forward. His vision was really, really based off of kind of what had happened at Motown with Berry Gordy, but bringing it into the modern age, kind of post, you know, all the crazy recession and crack era, and really seeing this new movement of Black culture rising up. He wanted to seize that moment and take that same kind of styling, but put it over a hip hop beat.
How did you two become friends?
So I met Andre, it's a very wonderful story. I was one of the early editors of Vibe magazine when we first launched the magazine. And one day I received a cassette tape from Uptown Records, and I opened it up and played it, and it was Mary J. Blige's What's the 411, which they were teasing out to see if they could get press for the album launch. So I put it in my boombox in my office, and then I literally ran around the office and gathered Jonathan Van Meter, who was the editor, and Scott Polson Bryant, who was the music editor, and just kind of, you know, anyone that would listen to hear this woman's voice. And they were like, "Oh my God, this is amazing." And I reached out to the record label and spoke to Lisa Cambridge, who said, "Well, then you have to meet Andre." So that turned into Scott Polson Bryant and I having this lunch with Andre Harrell and Mary J. Blige before What's the 411 came out. And instantly when I met him at the lunch, I felt like kindred spirit. Just very, very beautiful, beautiful man.
You just threw me right back into the Wayback Machine with that description.
Right. It's a good story. It's a real story.
It's lovely.
But I think Andre saw something in me. You know, a lot of my work is centered around culture and style and community. And so he was very good about, if he saw someone or met someone and he liked their visual sensibility, but their kind of interest in art and culture and fashion and style and what was cool, he gravitated to those people. And so, like I said, in my Instagram post, it was, "What are you wearing?" And he'd go through my whole outfit and kind of have nicknames for the look. And then always wanted to know what was hot and what was happening and talk about news from the industry. But he was always thinking about how to push Black music and Black culture forward.
One of the people whose careers Andre helped build was Sean Combs, Puff Daddy, yeah. Diddy, however you know him. He was a protege of sorts, and they had a falling out. Combs founded Bad Boy Records, which was hugely influential. What mm-hmm. kind of relationship did they have, and mm-hmm. how do you think it should be remembered? Because that's everybody goes straight to the falling out.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're Puffy and Andre are family. And I really, you know, if you know the story, Puffy was at Howard University and desperately wanted to break into the music industry, is from Harlem, and basically would take the train back and forth to D.C. between New York to intern at Uptown Records. And he basically told Andre, I'm coming to work for you. I will do it for free if I have to, but please let me help you. And I think that, you know, Puffy had great instincts in seeing the brilliance of the music and culture that Andre had created, but was closer to the streets and really wanted to amplify what Andre was already doing. So the story goes that Mary J. Blige's demo tape was in this box of tapes that were kind of pushed to the side. Puffy went through every single tape and pulled Mary's tape out and said, Andre, we have to go with her.
Wow, that's an amazing, amazing story.
So to answer your question, I mean, there, if you're family, you're going to have ups and downs and ins mm-hmm. and outs. It's a relationship. And I think probably might have been a little tough for Andre to see Puffy skyrocket the way that he did, not just with Bad Boy Records, but also with the Sean John clothing line and Ciroc liquor and the mm-hmm. fragrances and kind of almost took Andre's dream and really actualized it to the thousandth degree. So I'm sure there's always been a little bit of, you know, kind of mentor protege there. But I know that, you know, to the end, Puffy, I'm sure Puffy is devastated right now. Like he and Andre were still so close and really considered family.
What's one adjective to describe Andre Harrell?
Fabulous.
That's an excellent way to end. Emile Wilbekin, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts, your memories of Andre Harrell.
Oh, thank you. Rock and Paul and McDonald. Well, everybody's just having fun. Even you deserve a break today.
And now we're going to give you one. Yeah! You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.